everybody, and welcome to the Astrocan Tours podcast. This is our mid-November update. It's Bryn, it's Paul. Hey, I know I don't want you to panic or anything here, but as we speak, as we record this, I can tell you we are 42 days, 14 hours, 49 minutes, and 5 seconds away.
My anxiety level just raised a little bit, Bryn.
Yes, I'm sure it did.
Because my house right now is full of boxes of things that have to be put in different packages.
Right.
We have things arriving every single day.
Right.
We have things being finalized in Europe. We have things being shipped to Europe from other places around the world. So 42 days seems like a lot of time. Yeah. It's not a lot of time for me because I'm not looking at the 42 days. I'm looking at the kickoff party on December 2nd.
Sure. And just in the time that we've been talking, we are now 14 hours, 48 minutes, and 23 seconds away.
Yes.
We're wasting time here.
We're wasting time, Bryn. I'm going to put this link up on the Facebook page so people can go to the World Junior Championship page and see that countdown to face-off for the 2024 World Juniors in Gothenburg, Sweden.
And I look at it this way. We are now 14 hours, 47 minutes, and 54 seconds away. I got to get my underwear washed.
You got to get a lot of things washed.
Okay, let's get started. Our kickoff party you were talking about. Let's bring everybody up to speed with what we're doing.
Yep, so we have the kickoff party here in Edmonton on December 2nd at 6:30 at the Canadian Kingsway Legion on Manning Drive in Edmonton.
Okay.
And we've asked everybody to RSVP to let us know if they're coming to the party. And if they're not, the important thing if you're not is to confirm your shipping address for us to ship your package. Those that are coming to the party, you will pick up your package there. And we've noticed already that there's two or three people that have given us a different address than their home address to ship the package to. So it's very important that you confirm your address by going to the tour webpage at the very top. There's a link to RSVP, and you basically just go through it, click yes, I'm coming, no, I'm not, here's my address. That's very simple.
All right.
But please do that for us. I think we have only about 40, 50 people who have not responded to that yet, so please do that right away because we have to give the numbers to catering, and we have to make sure that the packages that are being picked up at the party are set aside to be picked up at the party.
So what would be the deadline? If somebody said, I can't make the party, but I still need to get my stuff, what would the deadline be on that?
I'm hoping we can get this done by the 15th, 16th of November.
Okay.
Okay. So that's right away.
So that's like 2 days away.
Somebody may
not be downloading this for a week. So get going is what we're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I got to tell you, I'm very excited because I upgraded my KLM seats.
Yeah.
Finally got it. I'm now up to row 43.
Nice.
Which is really amazing considering there's only 42 rows on that plane. But
I think you're in the washroom, Bryn.
Yes, I think that might be it.
Yeah.
But it stretches out.
But hey, you got the key to the door, so that's a good thing.
Anyway, seat selection time for KLM. You got to, and the other thing too, go online. I did this the other day. Double check my passport information, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so we sent out, everybody should have received their airline tickets, their group tickets with KLM. If you haven't, please get a hold of me right away and I'll resend them to you. They, please go to, as I suggest in the email that we sent out, go to the tour webpage and download the KLM seat selection instructions that I have because it's a little bit tricky and I want to make sure that people are doing it correctly if they want to select their seats. So, and as Bryn mentioned, once you go through the whole process of selecting your seats, then go back and enter your contact information because it's also important.
Oh, sorry. Listen to that. They're checking in with us right now as we speak.
I think so.
Yeah, great.
But please enter your contact info on there because we have to have that for you in case there is a flight delay, flight change. That's how the airline's going to contact you to let you know that there's been a delay or maybe your flight time has changed by a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So very important that you fill in that contact information. The other thing that we've put on there are the flights to Gothenburg and Brussels. A lot of people were asking, hey, Paul, you know, for those of us that are going to France and Belgium, how do we get to Brussels? Where are the tickets? And we have those tickets. We've put them up on the webpage as well. So you could see the tickets and make sure that your name's on there. But the important thing is that they don't allow seat selection. So what they've done is they've blocked off a section of the plane just for our group.
Okay.
And you'll get a seat assigned when you check in at the airport. Now, I don't know if at the airport you're going to be able to change seats when you're there, but if not, we're all sitting in the same area.
How long is the flight?
An hour, 45 minutes. Yeah. It's not a big deal, right?
Okay.
So, I mean, if you do have to change the seats in the flight, I'm sure some people can move around to accommodate, but that's one that we probably won't be able to do seat selection on.
Okay, well, that's fine. Hey, yeah, the other thing too, if I can give a little helpful hint, not everybody's going on the extra portion afterwards.
No.
So we leave Gothenburg at 6 in the morning, the day after the gold medal game. Now, in the situation I'm in where we have to make the connection to Edmonton, it's almost like a 6 hour or a 6.5 hour layover in Amsterdam. I would highly recommend you just fork out a little bit of dough to stay in the KLM lounge because it's exceptionally comfortable. I think I paid another $110 or something for it. I actually have a little bed, like a little room, which I can get a 4 hour sleep in before getting on that other plane so I don't kill myself. But take a look at some stuff like that. It's well worth it. If you're there longer than 4 hours, I would recommend that because you can't leave the airport. And if you want to get a little bit of sleep, that's how it works for me anyway.
Yeah. Okay. So what other things they give you in that lounge, Bryn, just so people
know? Well, the meals are great.
Yeah.
The most important part for me is the wake-up call.
Yeah.
They'll actually knock on the door and tell you, Mr. Griffiths, you got to get going here. You got on the other one, showers.
Yeah.
They've got showers. A shower area. So you will be so fresh by the time you get on that flight to Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver, wherever. You'll feel a million times better. And it's an 8 hour flight. You still got to go. It's an 8 hour during the day flight. So you're not really going to sleep very much. You might watch 3 movies in the span of that time, but you'll feel way better by the time you get home. That's what I find always.
Yeah. And they give you some food, some drinks as well.
Yeah.
So the other thing you mentioned as well, that you're not going to leave the airport. So some people, I know on this last trip, we had 6 hours that we had a layover in Amsterdam, and people are like, oh, Paul, I'm going to go downtown. I'm going to come back.
Really?
And I'm like, okay, there's a 6 hour, you know, our plane arrives at this time. By the time we get off the plane, by the time we walk through the airport, you got to add another 1/2 hour.
And your bags.
Well, bags will be checked
right
through.
You're right.
But that's another 1/2 hour. Then you got to find transportation to get downtown. You're an hour before you get downtown or so.
Yeah.
You're going to be downtown for probably an hour and a half, and you're going to have to start heading back.
Yeah.
And then you have to go through the whole process of going through security.
Which is a problem there at Schiphol.
Which has been a problem at Schiphol Airport. Yeah. And then you got to get to our gate before we leave.
Yes.
So
It's risky.
It's very risky. Yeah. So, you know, please be careful with that. If you're thinking, oh, 6 hours, I got plenty of time to go to downtown Amsterdam and back, you really don't.
You can, you know, if you want to entertain yourself at the airport in Amsterdam, do what we used to do when I was, this goes back to when I was with the Winnipeg Jets in the early 1990s. It's called the dollar bill on a thread.
Oh, geez.
Have you ever done that?
Yes.
You've done that routine?
I haven't done it, but I've seen
it. It's still extremely funny.
Yes.
It's still funny. When somebody bends down to pick up the dollar or the euro in this particular case, you pull it away and they start to chase it a little bit.
Yes.
I don't know. Anyway, I'm just throwing that out there. If you're absolutely desperate to entertain yourself, that'll work.
Or
having people paged by crazy names like
yes.
Gymnasium. Please pick up the white courtesy phone, right? Humanity.
White I got a few others phone. I would say, but
there's
not.
There's a couple of other beauties in there.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, sorry. I just took us off on a wild tangent there.
That's okay. That's fine. So everybody should have their flights right now, as well as people have sent me their flight information, if they've done their own flights, which is very important so that I know when you're arriving and when you're leaving. So a few of the things that we've done are information on the webpage continues to grow as we get closer to our departure date. So some of the things that you can already find on there, we've issued all the insurance for those people that wanted insurance.
Okay.
And so on our website, there is a link where you'll see everybody's name and their insurance policy. So that's all you need is that policy number and we'll keep it online so that in Europe, if something happens, you just go to the webpage, find that policy number. And then on that same page, we also have emergency contact information as to who to contact if you need any assistance from Allianz Insurance.
Okay.
And also there is a copy of the policy so that you can see the policy. We have the all-inclusive policy for all our passengers, except for those that just asked for trip cancellation. And you'll see on the list of policy numbers that they're listed separately as just trip cancellation people. Okay.
Okay.
So that's all taken care of. All that insurance will be there. Going back to the flights, we're also including for all the, you know, the group flights, we're going to put a copy of the ticket in your ticket jacket as well when we go to Europe. So you'll have that in there. The insurance policies, they gave us all the insurance policies as a mishmash all together. So we probably won't include a little slip in there. Again, everything will be
in there
online so that it's easy to find, easy to use if you need it. Okay.
Like that.
France and Belgium. So the other thing that we've been able to do, because, you know, we're not dependent on game times and we don't have four or six buses or eight buses going to a place to do a tour.
Right.
We've been able to finalize the itinerary pretty well for France and Belgium. So we've posted that online.
Okay.
And you'll see on there that we have the hotels. We have, although the hotels have been on our webpage for a while, we have the day-by-day itinerary. We even have some of the menus of the meals that we're going to have over there as well. So that's all been posted that you can look on there if you're going to France and Belgium. The flight, again, is at 7 a.m. from Gothenburg to...
Oh, you get to sleep in.
Yeah, no. We're all on the same...
We're on the same bus coming.
Same bus, yeah, going, that's to the
smart
airport.
Yeah.
So 7 a.m., again, it's an hour and 45 flight. So we're in Belgium at 8:45, which is fantastic because once we arrive, we'll meet our buses, we'll meet our guides, and we're able to get Brussels out of the way on the first day.
Nice.
So we'll do our sightseeing tour of Brussels, get everything done, and then we'll head to Ghent where our hotel is for the evening.
Okay.
So look over, if you're going to France and Belgium, the itinerary, familiarize yourself with some of the things on there. I put out the other day on our Facebook page for Remembrance Day some of the places that we're going to visit on that tour.
Okay.
That are Canadian World War One battlefields and monuments. So a lot for us to take in on that tour, that's for sure. The other thing that's important with the France and Belgium tour, and it is a little bit time sensitive, November 19th is the deadline. We have talked to our partners in France, and they have been able to secure 50 spots at the Moulin Rouge for their ferry show at 9 o'clock in the evening. So it's not cheap. It's 160 euros, but that includes, we booked a bus to take us to the Moulin Rouge and back to the hotel afterwards. So transportation will be included.
Okay.
And that's basically the show tickets. Okay. So it's 160 euros. We only have 50 spots and we put it out on the email. We only have 50% of the spots left.
Okay.
So they're going rather quickly.
You've been to the Moulin Rouge?
I have not been to the Moulin Rouge. You have, Brent?
I have. I loved it. It was great. It's not going to be for everybody. So I would highly suggest go online.
Yes.
See what the show is all about and then to make your determination as quickly as you can to make sure that we lock in on this one. But I loved it. I thought it was great. Great experience.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah. So we put on the webpage a poster outlining what's involved, some pictures of what it is.
Yep.
And then I also put a link to a YouTube trailer that shows a little bit of what the show's about. So
perfect.
That should give you a good idea of what we're, you know, talking about when we talk about the Moulin Rouge.
Yep.
And so there's a form there. You just click on it and say, yes, we're going to go to the Moulin Rouge. And then for payment, you pay me either at the party or in Europe, 160 euros per person. Reason is I have to keep this separate from the tour business because, yep, you know, this is basically an optional tour that we're doing at cost. And, you know, I got to pay those guys when I'm there in cash. So
that's and here's how I view it. It's and you have to say it exactly like this. That is France. That is Paris.
Yeah.
Ho, 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 ho. You have to add the ho, ho, ho at the end.
Yeah. And,
and
for those who've never been to Paris and never been to a show like the Moulin Rouge.
Yeah.
When are you going to be there again?
Exactly.
So there's an opportunity for you to go to the show. I know it's pricey, but what do you pay for a concert here in Edmonton?
Yeah.
$200, $300 for a good seat at a concert. So yeah, you got to look at it that way. The other thing is arena seating by groups.
Yes.
On our webpage, we have a link for that that I've been updating. So that's another thing I'd like to mention is in the email that I sent out, some of the links won't work anymore because we've updated the lists. Okay. So you got to go to the group webpage, find that list, and click on it.
Okay.
So what the arena group seating is Brent is my friend. I may want to sit with him at the game.
Right.
So you need to tell me that so that I can make sure that
We're together.
That we're together at the games for seating.
Yeah.
And that I have you on the same bus.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the bus one... it sometimes is difficult because of the different tours, but for most of the tours, it should be fine. Once we have everybody there, we could put everybody on the same bus together that they want to be together on. So November 15 is the deadline for that. Sorry, the Moulin Rouge deadline is November 19.
Okay.
Okay, they're asking us to give our numbers by the 20th. Okay. So they've saved 50. As soon as we hit 50... any others that come on board, we're going to have to request.
So as of this taping, which is Monday, November 13th, that gives you just less than a week to do this.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. And for the arena groups and seating, the deadline will be November 15th. So you have a couple of days.
Yeah.
But we put that on the emails already. So this is all information that you should have got in the email that we send out on Saturday.
Okay.
So this is nothing new. We're just doing this as a reminder to you that these are things that maybe... you know, if you just skimmed over the email, didn't pay close attention, these are things that you got to pay attention to if you need any changes at all.
What if somebody does not want to take the bus? For example, we're only like 5, 6, 7 blocks from the hotel.
Yeah, the bus lists are only for tours that we're doing out of town.
That's great.
Or tours like the sightseeing tour where we have to make sure we have a certain number of people on each bus.
Perfect.
For the games, we have 4 buses that are going to be doing transfers to and from the arena. And we'll outline that on the final itinerary. Usually what we do is 30 minutes after the game, the buses will be there. If you're there to catch the bus 30 minutes after the game, great. If you're not, we assume you're walking back to the hotel or doing something else.
Right.
And then we'll have a time before the game where the last bus is going to go at this time.
Okay.
And it's usually, again, 30 minutes before game time.
You did a great job on the last junket that we took. Everything was posted. Like, there's no way.
It'll be a lot easier this time, Bryn, because the last time the problem we had.
We're a long way away.
is that everybody had to be bused to the rink.
Absolutely.
And everybody had to be on their buses.
Yeah.
You know, with this, the bus is open. You just jump on and go.
Okay.
For games.
Right.
Where it becomes important, where we have bus numbers, we're going to Oslo. We're going to have 8 buses.
Yeah.
You got to be on the right bus.
Yeah.
Because, we need to have a count when we leave. We need to have a count when we get back. There'll be a list of who should be on each bus so that we don't leave anybody behind.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
And if ever you don't want to go on a tour, you got to let us know so that we're not waiting for you, you know, prior to departure saying, you know, we're missing Bryn. Where's Bryn? You know, should we wait for him? Should we not wait for him?
There's the, I refer to it as the walk of shame down the aisleway.
Yeah.
If you're late. Or you know, just, this is all about us as a collective team.
That's right.
Not just us as a singular on these buses. You got to think of your teammates on your bus. You don't want to be holding anything up for them.
Well, and to go one step further, Bryn.
And you're harsh. I've seen you in action. Well, you were harsh, as you should be.
Sometimes I have to be. So if I say the bus is leaving at 8:15 in the morning.
8 o'clock.
You take your chances after 8:15.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, right? Yeah.
So after that, I might just say, you know, we can't hold up the group waiting for somebody. So a lot of times, a lot of our tours are timed. You have to be there at a certain time. So if we're leaving 15 minutes late, we arrive 15 minutes late.
Yep.
They might not let us in. They might say, sorry, your time was at, 9:15.
Yep.
You weren't here. The next group goes at 9:30. We don't have space for you. So unfortunately, that's why we have to be a little bit, you know, diligent with our arrival and departure times.
Okay. All right.
The other thing that we have is flight arrivals, flight departures, or some people are arriving by train. Some people are arriving by different methods. That's fine. But we are putting online very soon, probably this week. I just have to check a couple of things with a couple of people. Make sure that the information we have on there is correct. I know that, for example, I put up some flight times. They may change for 10, 15 minutes. That's not going to make a difference.
Okay.
When we're at the airport waiting for you, they're going to look at the flight. They're going to see if it's delayed or if it's early, and we'll be there. Now, if the flight changes an hour or 2 hours or 45 minutes or something, then obviously let us know. But other than that, if it's just a change of a few minutes, no problem whatsoever. That's going to happen between now and the time we leave on all the flights.
Well, in Prague, for example, when we went on the last one with the outing beforehand, I think we waited an hour, hour and a half for folks, which is fine. We wandered around the airport and had some fun. So we hung around and waited.
Yeah, some flights are going to be an hour after yours arrives.
Yeah.
And they're taking the same transfer. So we have to be a little bit patient to get everybody on the transfers. Now, the other thing is some of you that have booked your own flights arrive at a time that is conducive for you to take our transfer. And so I've included you in our transfer. Some of you arrive. I know there's some people that arrive at 7 a.m. We do not have a transfer at 7 a.m. You got to get yourself to the airport in that case. So on the webpage, again, we have a list of options to get yourself to the hotel from the airport. The other thing you may want to look into is if you want to book a car or book a taxi online, you could do that ahead of time as well.
Yep.
If you're not on one of our transfers, it's your responsibility to get yourself to the airport.
See, I arrive on the 22nd in Stockholm, and I know that I have to race as quickly as I can to the hotel because we're celebrating Marty Forbes' 95th birthday.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, is it 90? Is it 95?
I'm not really sure. I started with an 8, but I'm not sure.
No, it's not an 8. Maybe it's a 7. Anyway, I have to be there for that birthday bash.
Yes, we have to be there that evening.
So I'm going to race. I'm going to take the bullet train right to downtown. Nice. So it's important for me.
Very nice.
I just wanted Marty to understand that I know it's important to him too.
Yeah, that Arlanda Express is actually very good. And actually the bus, the Flybusy, they call it, from the airport stops right in front of our hotel as well. So you don't even have to drag your luggage from the...
Two blocks
from the train station.
Exactly. But I got to do what I got to do for Marty's big celebration.
I know, you got to get there, Bryn.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, what else we got?
The other thing is room lists. We're going to be putting up the room lists as people arrive day by day. So you'll be able to look on there if you arrive on the 26th. There'll be a December 26th room list. You should be on it. And, you know, please double check it to make sure that it's correct.
Okay.
We have laid out the rooms basically as you've requested on your sheet that you handed in.
Okay.
Whether it's double, twin, single, or triple, but just make sure on everything that it's 100% correct. Okay.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I know some people had last minute passport changes and things like that. Don't worry. The books that we have with the passports are all been updated. If one of the passport numbers on the room list is not up to date, don't worry about it. Okay.
All right. Sure.
And then the last thing is everybody's asking for World Junior itineraries. That's going to take a little more time. And the reason is, and I might put up a, you know, initial itinerary up, but the reason is because we cannot have 8 buses or 4 buses worth of people doing a tour at the same time.
Right.
So until we figure out the bus lists and we figure out the bus times as to when each bus is leaving.
So you're scattering them a little bit just to pace it,
you
right?
You have to.
Yeah.
Because you can't have everybody show up for a tour at 11 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, got it.
So we got to stagger the buses, you know, 11, 1120, 1140, you know, whatever it is all the way through so that when that bus arrives, you guys can go straight into the tour. Mm-hmm. So in terms of the itinerary, we need to finalize those things before we can put it up. I may put up an initial itinerary just with, a loose layout, but without all those individual times. Those won't be finalized till we finalize the bus lists and the actual times of the tours.
All right. What else we got? Lots of stuff to cover here.
Yeah, well, you know, we've put up some posters. I think some people have noticed. Obviously, we've done one for the Moulin Rouge. We have one for the kickoff party, which, by the way, our friend Robert Clark from the Edmonton Oilers is going to come and sing O Canada again, which is very nice.
Now, he's had a good season. There's been no change there. He has provided high entertainment.
High service.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
High level of service.
The team has been, you know.
Yeah, that's a different story. Yeah,
exactly.
So, yeah, he'll be there, and then we'll have a little dinner.
Okay.
And we'll talk a little bit about the tour that night. We'll have packages for everybody. We'll have some little prizes maybe, so it'll be a fun evening for us.
Okay.
I had a question. You know, we asked people to give us some idea of things that they want us to talk about.
On this podcast?
On the podcast.
You're kidding.
And so we had somebody email us, the Cooks. They've been on our tours before.
Yes.
Linda sent me an email saying, Paul, can you tell people how many staff you have to put all this together?
And, oh, Linda, come on.
And and how you started into this and everything else. So I'll just say briefly, I started this in 1994 when my brother was asked to go on a hockey tour. Nobody knew what to do, and I kind of took over the responsibility of putting a tour together.
Okay.
With a friend of mine who owned a travel agency at the time. And then the following year, two teams asked me to do it for them. So that's how I started. And then it just went on and on from there to where now we're taking 800 to 1,000 people to Europe every single year.
Right.
Now, in terms of the staffing question, there's going to be five of our staff from Canada at the World Juniors. That'll be you.
Right.
Brent Griffiths, who is our director of
fun
media.
P-H-U-N, fun.
We have our photographer, Keith Moore, who will have hopefully soon on one of these little podcasts, just explaining a little bit about what he's going to do.
He's everywhere, by the way. Just be aware of that.
Yeah.
He is everywhere.
Whatever you're doing.
Yeah. Oh, he'll be there.
He'll get a picture of it.
Yeah.
So be careful.
Yeah. Watch where you go.
Watch what you're doing.
Yeah.
And then the other three members of the staff are going to be myself.
Yes.
My wife, Jan.
Yes.
And my son, Mateo, who's 13 years old, who I'm bringing along to do some of the grunt work. So, and he'll be at the party on December 2nd.
What kind of motivation is that? Is that how you explain it to him?
That's how I explain it.
Just say he's a VP of heavy lifting.
Yeah, he's, I don't know what you call it.
Yeah.
He's in charge of whatever needs to be done, basically. You got to
do what you got to do.
He's operations manager.
Exactly.
There's a big title for him.
Yeah.
So that's basically the staff that we're going to have at the World Juniors. Obviously, we're also going to have my partner in Finland, Jaakko. He's bringing eight of his staff to help guide on the buses as well.
Okay.
So that'll be a great help for us too. And Jaakko, if many of you were on our trip to the World Juniors in Sweden last time in 2014 or in Finland in 2016, would know Jaakko. So
now, the way you said that and looked at me and kind of smirked.
Well, the Finns won the last two World Juniors.
Does he remember it at the end of the day?
I'm sure he remembers it. Two World Juniors in Scandinavia. Obviously, the last World Juniors we were at, Canada won.
Yep.
And Canada will be going for the third straight this year.
Yep.
But yeah, Jaakko was, we were quite shocked when Finland won. I think he was quite shocked as well.
I bet he was.
Especially the one in Sweden in 2014.
They played great.
Well, and you look back at that roster and you go, yeah, okay,
now I can see it now. I understand.
You know, when you have Aho, Puljujärvi, Laine, the guy in Colorado escapes my mind right now.
I've gone completely blank.
Starts with an R.
Rantanen.
Mikko Rantanen was on the second line. UC Saros in goal. That was a pretty decent team,
I would have to say. Pretty good, I would say.
Looking back in retrospect. So, but that's the fun of the World Juniors. You never know which team is going to excel and which ones you're going to remember afterwards.
So there you go, Linda. We just wasted 5 minutes of your time
There you go. So I'll just end with saying,
okay,
follow us on Facebook.
Yes.
We do put a lot of stuff up on Facebook from time to time. And you can click on the Facebook icon at the top of our webpage to get to it and then follow us. And then the other thing is, just like Linda did, if there's anything you want Bryn and I to talk about on our podcasts, send us some feedback and say, hey, you know, can you guys please mention a little bit on this topic or that topic? And we'll do our best to cover it.
Gotcha. Is that it?
That's it.
That's all, folks. Okay, so as we said, this was recorded on Monday, November the 13th. So make sure that you listen as fast as you can, respond as quickly as you can, and let's get it going. I can hardly wait.
Excellent.
Okay, thanks. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
They're trying to turn the lights off and they